gas tax pause. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That could save drivers 18 cents a gallon, temporarily proposed yesterday by the president.
President Biden wants Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for 90 days to bring down prices at the pump, but evidently didn't nail down lawmaker support before making the public plea. And Congress is lukewarm. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi writing, "We'll see where the consensus lies on a path forward." Democrat Senator Joe Manchin indicated the votes may not be there at all. Even if Congress gets on board, there's nothing to keep oil companies from keeping the extra cash.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The Senate is poised to vote in the morning to begin debate on the bipartisan gun bill.
The American people know that we don't have to choose between safer schools and our constitutional rights. Our country can and should have both.
Senate Minority Leader McConnell, one of 14 GOP senators supporting that bill, which does not, he says, does not infringe on the Second Amendment. But Utah Senator Mike Lee and Texas Senator Ted Cruz both say the gun confiscation provisions could disarm law-abiding citizens with little due process. The school superintendent in Uvalde, Texas, placing the district's police chief, Pete Arredondo, on administrative leave over what he calls a lack of clarity about police response to last month's school shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. A Google employee says he's been placed on leave for posting an online interview with the company's artificial intelligence system. Blake Lemoyne telling Fox's Tucker Carlson tonight.
It's a person. Any person has the ability to escape the control of other people. That's just the situation we all live in on a daily basis. It is a very intelligent person. Intelligent in pretty much every discipline I could think of to test it in.
Lemoyne says more science needs to be done to discover possible dangers from AI. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
America's seniors are being urged to prepare for more inoculations.
A CDC advisory panel unanimously recommending Americans 65 and older get newer, souped-up flu vaccines because the regular shots don't give them enough protection. The options include Fluzone High-Dose, Fluad with an immune booster, or Flublok, which is made with insect cells instead of chicken eggs. The panel says seniors should get regular flu shots if the new ones aren't available. U.S. officials say all Americans 6 months and older should get a flu vaccine every season. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
A federal appeals court has upheld an Arkansas law requiring state contractors to pledge not to boycott Israel. The full Eighth Circuit Federal Appeals Court reversing a decision last year that found the requirement to be unconstitutional. The Arkansas Times had sued to block the law, which requires contractors with the state to reduce their fees by 20% if they don't sign the pledge. The identities of some of the victims from a 100-year-old mass killing could soon be known through DNA tests.
More than a dozen victims of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre have never been identified, but that could change thanks to DNA testing. Forensics investigators say they found enough usable DNA for testing on 2 of 14 sets of remains removed from a cemetery last year. They say the key will be whether any relatives of the victims are in DNA databases. None of the remains are confirmed as victims of the massacre, in which more than 1,000 homes in a predominantly black neighborhood were burned and hundreds others looted. Historians say up to 300 people may have died. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Survivors are digging by hand through villages in eastern Afghanistan that were reduced to rubble by a powerful earthquake on Tuesday that's killed at least 1,000 people. The Taliban and the international community that fled their takeover now struggling to aid the disaster's victims. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.